lid on it.
What's that you say?
Put a lid on it.
Oh man, no way.
Put a lid down on it and everything will be alright.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
I gotta get what's mine.
Lay down on it and everything will be all right.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. I do want to hear whether you guys liked that bomb cyclone segment or whether you think I'm an idiot and I just wasted 8 minutes of airtime. Do not hurt my feelings or Julie's. All these people come in here. You should have seen my son when I did the top 10 burger joint segments. He's like, Daddy, I really don't want to talk. I'm like, I'll give you free burgers. He's like, when are we recording? So I'm going to continue on with this part of the show. Flipped out the Magnolia story. I was telling you the personal side of Chip and Joanne Gaines, the hosts of Fixer Upper on HGTV, and about how they progressed through and fell in love. And they got married in 2003, just 3 years after my wife and I, but they're much different. They were born in 1974 and 78, respectively, so they're about 4 to 8 years younger than my friends. But after they meet, he's more of a kind of playful, hard worker, Texas kid. She's actually a really quiet, mixed ethnic child of a Korean mother and a Vietnam War vet father. Her father went on to run a Firestone business, and her mom was a traditional Korean woman in the middle of Kansas and then in the middle of Texas. And Joanna, growing up, didn't look like any of the other kids. And I relate to that because I am a Colorado native and Hispanic by marriage. And my wife, Marlo, felt very much at home down in Pueblo growing up. But as soon as she came up to Colorado Springs, the Hispanic population goes down dramatically. When I spent time over in Middle East Asia, in Kuwait and in Egypt and in Adana, Turkey, I felt like an outcast because I was the only fair-complected individual around. Well, that's some of the story that's hit in the book about Joanna Gaines, but they had this firestorm relationship, fell in love almost immediately. As they look back, Chip's father grew up more traditionally in the Texas area, went all the way up through American Airlines. Eventually, this is interesting, got promoted and headhunted to run this industrial company as a CEO, and with the 5 times a salary raise, his dad didn't change his lifestyle, but he had a son in Chip that was very, very entrepreneurial, was doing mowing businesses, was running fireworks stand, was going as a lifeguard and selling concessions on the side. And all of a sudden, his father was coming to him when his accountant said, hey, the reason you paid more taxes than you ever made in a year was because you have no write-offs. Maybe you need to go do some research, Mr. Gaines, on how to buy investment properties or start a business. Well, he actually went to his son and said, hey, tell me about all these fly-by-night businesses you're doing, because I need to learn more about those, or I'm going to give all my extra money to Uncle Sam. This is very, very similar to how it started out with my wife and I. I started to make 6 figures, and I complained to my accountant, Bruce, and he said, Jay, don't complain. Go start a sole proprietor or buy some real estate. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, go buy an investment property. So later in April, I'm going to have a radio show for you that's literally called Real Estate at Tax Time. Understanding that real estate not only makes you money, but it saves you money when filing your taxes. Well, this is what happened to Chip Gaines' dad's story. And he actually said, Chip, why don't you go find one of these investment properties that you've been flipping and I'll buy one. And he did that. And his parents made money, and that helped Chip make money. And he saw that he made $30,000 on one home flip in Waco, Texas. And he says, Dad, that's what I made in my lawn mowing business last year. So he said, maybe I can do this full time, before it was in vogue. And that's crazy because Marlo and I were flipping houses back in 2004, the year that Chip and Joanna Gaines got married. And it wasn't until the Great Recession that I took a big step back and said, hey, babe, we're selling everything. But you got to listen to this story because Chip and Joanne didn't. They moved into that yellow little flip house that I told you that he was renting to college students. Then he bought a little cruddy one that was a white one, and his wife's like, no, I don't want to move into that. And he's like, Joe, don't get emotionally attached. This is just an investment. They move into this little white one. She made that pretty. Then they subdivided the lot, and in their mid-20s, they're going and subdividing and building a brand new home. Picture's in the book if you want to see it. It's an amazing story. But like many typical people with flipped out, they started to get sucked in and they said, we can do a little bit more. I told you earlier in the radio show that she's like, someday I want to open a boutique like I experienced when I interned in New York. And he's like, let's do it. She's like, what? He's like, don't just talk about it, Joe. Let's do it. So boom, they open up a little store. She does amazing at it. They start to have kids. And then she wakes up one morning and says, Chip, God told me to close the store. I need to spend time with the kids. He's like, great. Let's package it and sell it. Just like my wife and I sold the mortgage company to a bigger entity. They're just like, we're getting rid of it. But then, hold the dough. It doesn't stop there. Here in the Magnolia story, they started to do bigger and better. Then they flipped bigger houses. By 2007, they're flipping 4 or 5 a year. Then all of a sudden, get this, by 2007, Chip is watching these big developer do big ones, and he goes ahead and says, we're going to buy big acreage. We're going to develop it. Put all their eggs in one basket. And man, this gets scary. Puts all his eggs in one basket. So if you're flipping houses, I want you to understand these three big takeaways. Number one, I want you to understand that when you invest in real estate, it is a financial decision and not an emotional decision. You have to stay with the financial numbers and not get emotionally attached. You also have to understand there are seasons for flipping. Chip Gaines talks about it in his book, The Magnolia Story. Summer and spring is when you need to work overtime. Work 7 days a week, 20 hours a day to get the house done, to get on the market, because there's certain seasons and times that they'll sell, and there's certain seasons that you'll sit on them. Guess what? There's also economic seasons. I talk to you about this. I teach this to you in my investment property class. If you're listening right now and your head is nodding up and down, you have to go to Churchill, Colorado right now and sign up for my April 16th class on real estate investing with real people. You've got to do it because I explain not only is there times of the year, do not try to flip a home in the fall or the winter. Ray Shea, a great real estate agent, has got a house in Lower Skyway sitting on the market, totally flipped, and it finished in the winter. And guess what? It's just sitting there because there's timing. But more importantly than that, there's timing with economic cycles. And this is what happened to Chip and Joanna Gain. They gained momentum. Hey, I have good friends of mine, Dennis and Lisa, that were flipping like a banshee in 2007. They lost everything. I've had at least 30 clients in my business, in my mortgage company, that have told me, hey, we're just recovering. We had everything leveraged, and then the Great Recession happened. Don't get over leveraged. You know, a big takeaway is investment properties are financial and not emotional. But secondly, I told you there are seasons. But most importantly, you make your profit when you buy the house, not when you sell it. And number two, the longer you hold that house, the more you're going to pay. So time on the market. Get that thing back in the market. And the last thing is when investing and flipping, a good strategy is you have to have a real estate agent and a financial lender that is sharp and can walk you through it. Because this is what happened to Chip and Joanna Gaines. They bought this huge plot of land. They went all in with millions of dollars, 38 homes they were going to build and develop all of the curbs and the gutters and the drainage called Magnolia Villas. And then all of a sudden, it just drops. Everything. Bankers called, were freezing their money. They got everything on the line. They are leveraged to the hilt. And I hate to leave you there, but that's where I'm leaving you, folks. I'm not going to tell you in this edition whether they got themselves out of their hole. They were hundreds of thousands of dollars away after they had stretched every penny into this project, and they were still hundreds of thousands of dollars away from having their head above water. So there's a lot of lessons there. I want you to tune in next week as I finish out the Magnolia story, how it ends. But you can leave today with the principles. Don't get flipped out. Just remember this. Flipping is a financial decision and not an emotional decision. It's when you take an asset, add value to it, and sell it for equal or higher value. You're flipping it. In flipping a house, you take a house, you fix it up for the community, you fix it up for those people, you resell it on the market. That is a financial decision and not emotional. Second, understand there's seasons for flipping a house. Seasons within the year and then economical seasons. And lastly, you do want to make sure you get a good and great professional. Real estate and mortgage, I want you to trust me. I know about flipping house. I know about investment properties. You call me directly, 719-330-1457. Go to churchillcolorado.com. Sign up for my next class, investment property class on April 16th, 6:30 p.m. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. Not the house, but your relationships. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that He'd give it to you, because that's what I found in you, the radio listener. Someone that I would serve every single week and add value, because you add value to me. So remember, give me a call, 330-1457, for your next purchase or refinance transaction. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your...
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
You got a friend in me. You got a